Welcome back to A People's Guide to Publishing. I'm Joe Beal, the founder and CEO of Microcosm Publishing and Distribution. I'm also the author of A People's Guide to Publishing, which distills what I've learned from selling millions of books over the past 25 years.
I'm Ellie Blue. I'm the editorial and marketing director here at Microcosm. We are an independent midlist publisher based in Portland, Oregon. We have 14 employees, over 650 titles in print with 20 to 40 new books per year, and we distribute thousands of titles from other publishers.
We started this podcast so that we can share what we've learned with newer publishers so that you can learn from our mistakes.
Or perhaps you just want to better understand the publishing industry.
This week, we are going to talk about a wacky idea that is really working out.
So our friend Rachel Bell, who she and her prior husband Patrick co-own Overcut Press, she called me one day and we were talking about sort of the perils of putting out books in the pandemic. Like, we had both had books come back from print like literally the first week of April, and we're having a hard time selling them.
Right, because when we sent those books to print, the future
kind of
the world seemed much more certain than it does 6 months later.
And kind of once you send a book to print, there's really no stopping that train, even when the entire industry and world shuts down.
And we really thought, you know, come March, come April, by, you know, we stopped doing reprints and reorders, I think it was March 13th, and we didn't resume that until April 27th, because we really thought things were going to grind to a halt. You know, and then it kept never coming.
Yeah.
it never came, I guess.
I mean, I would say, like, Microcosm has done absurdly well this year in 2020. Like, we did not expect it. It's hard to understand, but, like, our business has not just stayed steady. It has increased dramatically.
Yeah.
And, like, that one book that came back in April is, in fact, struggling because we were relying. We're actually going to do a whole episode on it later. It's called The Courage Party. But as a whole, our business was okay. But Rachel's company, they just put out a few books a year. They're much smaller. Having one book come in and nobody to buy it at a bookstore is, like, a disaster. And I think that's true of a lot of small presses and medium-sized presses right now.
And, you know, the major function of publishing is the publishers make the books and the bookstores market the books to the individuals. So the publishers are very reliant upon the bookstores to sell, hand sell, order, you know, create the sell through for their work.
So Rachel was like, what if, and she had actually called me because we do a lot of crowdfunding with Kickstarter, and she was like, what if I ran something like a Kickstarter project, like maybe not that, but some kind of like campaign for this book that's already come out and is sitting on the shelf, like how would that work? And I was thinking about it, and like my answer was like, you can't just do it for that book. Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, it's not a book that's designed for crowdfunding. Second of all, it already exists. Third of all, like, you kind of need more enticement than just a one item
right.
If you're going to do a crowdfunding campaign. So then she and I sort of bounced ideas back and forth, and we came up with the idea of doing a bundle of books from local Portland independent publishers, of which there are many. And Microcosm would, like, buy all the books and sell them, and then the publishers would, you know, be moving the books out of their warehouse, getting them in the news. Rachel agreed to do all of the publicity for it. We did all of the logistics, and it launched 2 days ago on September 1st. It's running through September 30th. We got 8 different local publishers on board, including us. So, and each one contributed one book. Some of it's like a new front list book. Others of them, it's like an older book that they were like, I would really love to find new readers for this. And it's like a really nice package. Like, it ends up, it's a lot of memoirs. We asked for nonfiction, so it's like memoirs and biographies. And they give you like a really kind of cool view of like all these different parts of the world and different people's experiences in the world. And it's $100 for 8 books or $60 for 4 books. We set a goal. We ran it a little like crowdfunding. We were like, we want to sell 100 bundles over the month. And on the first day, at the end of the first day, we had sold 10. And my first thought was like, oh, that's not very many. And then my second thought was like, oh, if this was a Kickstarter campaign, I would be thrilled to make 10% of my goal on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not that goal was reasonable or not remains to be seen. But
yeah.
And yeah, people are coming. All of the publishers agreed to post it on their social media and share it with their newsletter subscribers. Rachel lined up press from the Oregonian and the Portland Business Journal and possibly a few other outlets. It's like kind of a nice story of people in a competitive industry cooperating instead of competing with each other and like trying to raise the tide for all the boats. And yeah, it's pretty great. It's really heartwarming to see that people have $100 and they want to discover some new books and they want to discover some new publishers and support the industry. So we have good hopes for how this will go. And we're releasing this episode earlier than we normally would because we want to let you know that you can pick up this bundle too, or the individual books in it, if you go to microcosm.pub/readindependent.
And so it's interesting because part of the reason that we can do this is because we operate our own warehouse and we handle our own fulfillment and we do all that in-house rather than having a third party handle it. And so, you know, we can sort of pivot very easily and we have all the infrastructure to do that. And the fascinating part is that what we're having more trouble with is that even though all of the publishers are local, they don't all warehouse locally. So we have to order from third parties to get the books. And, you know, some of them showed up a few days later, and then some of them showed up, well, haven't showed up, even though we ordered them over 2 weeks ago. Which is interesting because, you know, it sort of reveals part of why this operation is working so well, you know, is that we are, you know, it's the advantage of small in many ways.
Yeah, Rachel emailed me yesterday and she was like, who needs distributors?
Right.
If this works.
Right, yeah. And so it's not necessarily, you know, we're not going to sell 1,000 of them, but we're going to put a good dent in it, you know.
We might just wait for the New York Times piece.
I will be waiting a long time, probably. But, the and, you know, the other interesting thing is that, you know, we're going to, you know, pay off something that we've been trying to pay off for some time with this project, too, which is, you know, so it's like a really interesting thing, you know, whereas we don't have a lot riding on it, you know, if it doesn't work out. But it's neat to be able to pay off old debts.
Yeah, I like this. I like this campaign a lot because unlike I mean, it required some preparation and legwork, but it really doesn't require a lot of work from anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, it's books that we've already made. We already know how to talk about them. Like, you know, Rachel wrote a press release. I created a product page, but it's all, like, work that we already do. It's not like anyone's doing something new. And seems to be, so far, potentially really working out well for anybody. And even if it doesn't, nobody loses anything.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Bundles. That's who the future. Knew?
Bundles, who knew? That's our title.
So check out our bundle, microcosm.pub/readindependent.
And the premise here is that, you know, when you have a packaging gaffe, it's normally the reason. Whereas in this case, it's sort of the timing of the world gaffe, which nobody could have predicted. So,
pandemic gaffe.
Is it a mistake or was it an act of nature? We'll find. Well,
that is what
we'll do a future episode
debating with insurance companies all year long.
We'll have an episode about that later. But you know, it can be salvaged in this manner because then you're sort of reframing the premise to say, like, okay, do you want to have cool, interesting, independent Portland publishers? If so, here's an opportunity to support them. You know, and it does feel like the kind of thing where, you know, it could have a wild amount of success.
Let's hope so.
Well, until next week when we talk about something else.
We always do.
Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at Microcosm.
On Facebook at Microcosm Publishing.
On Instagram at Microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.